Do you have a procedure that you follow on concert night? Today we're going to talk about what to do and eat the night of a concert and even leading up to it. Back in a moment.
Strike up the band so you can give your kids a helping hand. From interviews to teaching tips, you'll add this to your bag of tricks. There's no smarter way to spend your time, so keep it right here with James Devine. The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher.
In my early days of teaching, I didn't really have a procedure or plan for what to do as I led up to a concert, and it resulted in some very uncomfortable situations. And what I mean by that, there was one where I went and ate at a restaurant I had never eaten before and ate some Mexican food, and that food was talking to me the entire concert. I was very uncomfortable and anxious to get home on that particular night. And usually I love to hang around and talk to parents. So I'm going to talk about what to do and eat the night of a concert, and even as you prepare for the concert. I try to prep as much as I can the day before and even the week before. For example, the clothes I'm going to wear on concert night, I pack those up the night before, sometimes 2 nights before, and I actually put my garment bag into my car. Now I don't have to worry about that. That's already good to go. If I get it done a couple of days before, I'll even hang it up in my closet at work, and then I know that it's there. I live about half an hour away from my school, so sometimes it's hard for me to make it home on concert night. That's what I would actually suggest if you're close enough and your schedule allows. It really depends on what's going on with your schedule and what time your concert starts. The concert program, I have packed a week, not packed, but printed up a week in advance, because you know that copiers jam, that things go wrong, there's a line for the copier. It just seems like things don't work right if you're not planning that out. And so usually the week before I print out the programs, they're good to go. I don't have to worry about them. If for some reason there's a problem, and I've had this happen before, I have enough time to go to Office Max and have it professionally done. So that's something that's very helpful. I've seen some directors, they're printing the programs the night of the concert, the afternoon of the concert. And so when the printer jams, they're getting frustrated. They're about to beat up the copy machine with a hammer, and you want to try to avoid that as much as possible. The day of, think about what you're going to eat. I think it's not a day to worry about your diet if you're trying to lose some weight, but it's also not a day to splurge either. There's a balance in there in finding something to eat to keep you energized, because you usually, if you're like me, you already have a full day of teaching, and then you have the concert on top of that, and then you have a full day of teaching often the very next day. So think about that. Don't worry about your diet, but don't splurge either. Don't go and have the triple scoop Häagen-Dazs ice cream. Try to avoid excessive caffeine. I used to fuel myself on caffeine and M&Ms, and as I led up to my 40th birthday, I weighed about 30 pounds more than I do now that I'm 50, and I attribute all of that to the two packages of M&Ms I was eating a day at that time. It felt like it was fueling me. It was short-term fuel, but it really wasn't for the long term. So if you're used to having a certain amount of caffeine, that's probably fine to go ahead and have that. I have my cup of coffee in the morning, and that helps get me going. Stay hydrated. This is so important. Usually you're running around taking care of last minute details. It's easy to forget to eat properly, and it's easy to forget to stay hydrated. I usually will get some Gatorade or coconut water a couple of days in advance and make sure I have that in my refrigerator in my office. And then that way, that's one less thing I have to worry about, and it helps to keep me hydrated. One of the foods that works really well for me, I just feel like it has a really good balance of carbs and sugar and protein and fats. just to me, just the right balance, and it tastes good too. I usually get a little bit of trail mix, and then that way, if I'm running behind on getting something proper to eat, or even between school and when the concert starts, I usually don't like to eat dinner anymore. I used to eat all the time until the incident I described earlier happened. But I will eat some trail mix and sometimes eat after the concert. A lot really depends on what time the concert is. Sometimes I actually eat dinner about 3:30 or 4 o'clock. I just have a light dinner, and then about an hour before the concert, I'm feeling like I'm hungry, and some trail mix usually works great for that. So a couple of things to do the day of the concert, or to prepare in advance for the day of the concert. I try to have my to-do list completely clear for that day. I'll get some things done the day before. I'll have some things on my list for the day after. But for the day of the concert, I try to have that completely clear so I can focus my mind and all of my attention on the details for the concert. And occasionally a small last minute thing will come up in my mind that I hadn't thought about. And if I were worried about doing other things, I probably wouldn't have that ability to do that. If at all possible, don't schedule any meetings. It can sometimes be tempting, you know, you're going to be hanging around anyway after school, to think about getting all your meetings out of the way if you have some coming up, either with parents or administrators, or worse would be with an angry parent. You don't want to get in that type of mind frame right before the concert starts. So don't schedule any meetings. My administrator recently came up to me, the one who evaluates me, and he didn't do this with evil intent or anything, but he said, hey, I've got to get your observation in. Can I come in on such and such day, and then we can sit down that afternoon and go over your observation? And it was the day of the concert, and I said, it's not a good day. We're probably not going to have a normal lesson plan because we're moving equipment, we're setting up, tuning, warming up for the concert. So we ended up scheduling that for a separate time. The day of the concert, also after your last class, go ahead and set up the stage exactly how you want it. Put the chairs how you want them. Put the director's podium how you want it. The stands how you want them. Get everything set up, the programs, and then leave the school for a little bit. It's so much easier if you know that that's already done. The worst concert night I ever had was one night early in my career here at Falcon High School, where one of the sports teams had the stage reserved for pictures. And it was the afternoon of my concert. So we got everything set up, and then I found out about it after school. They came in and they had to move everything off. And of course they say they're going to put it all back in place, but it's never exactly in the right place. And they went up till about 45 minutes before the concert started. I made sure at that point, when I reserved the stage, that I reserve it for 7 a.m. until 10 p.m. And then that way there's no conflicts with anything like that. Once you get that stage set up after the last class has done, get away from school for a bit. I live half an hour from school, so it's sometimes hard for me to get home. Ideally, I would go home, take a nap, eat a snack, maybe even watch a little bit of TV, something I rarely do, just to get away from the pressure of the concert and actually to rest. Your body needs some rest, and it would be a great time to get hydrated and to eat something not unusual. For me, since I live so far away, we live in a town about 20 minutes away from Colorado Springs, but we have our own kind of town section with some restaurants and coffee shops, and I'll often bring a book and just go have a coffee, have an early dinner, and then come back and change into my tux. As much as possible, delegate to students and boosters. I know sometimes this is hard to do, but this will help you out so much in the long run. My boosters do a bake sale, and with the exception of sending out a message to all the parents, because we have that through our grading and contact program, it's very easy for me to send out a message. With the exception of sending out the message, they run the whole thing. I don't have to think about it. I don't have to set it up. I just have to make sure the door is open for them to be able to get in early to do that. My Tri-M Music Honor Society, they've just recently taken on the task of handing out programs at the concerts. And that has been so nice. They usually enlist some people from a group not performing that night to come and help. They pass out the programs. They usually dress up very nicely. And it's one less thing that I have to worry about. For my teardown, this could be a whole program in itself. I have some student leaders that have developed, and actually for me, they're a carryover from marching band. And so I appoint a couple of the student leaders to be in charge. I instruct everybody that you're not supposed to leave until everything has been removed from the stage and put back properly in its place in the rehearsal room. And what I find now, it wasn't always this way. I'll tell you how this was developed. But what I find now is I exit the stage at the end of our performance after we take our bow, and I go and greet parents as they're leaving and talk to parents. I don't even think about the stage at all. And when I'm done, I go around and check for the lights. I might find one stand out of place and a couple of programs that have been left on the floor. And that's pretty much it. My first year of teaching, I knew that if I didn't change this, I was going to get old before my time. I taught in the basement of this old mansion. It was a private school, and it had been converted from a mansion built around the 1890s something. My band room was in the basement of this building, and our performance for the fourth grade and fifth grade performance was up one flight of stairs. So we had to move the stands, the chairs, everything to get set up for the concert. And I had the students do that the day of the concert. We got everything set up. We got the chairs set up for the parents, and everything was great. At the conclusion of that performance, I went to greet parents and heard all the kudos from them and talked to them some. When I said goodbye to the last parent, I turned around, and here was this group of chairs and stands and timpani and bass drum that needed to be moved down one flight of stairs. And we were in a building that was very heavily used, and so it wasn't something that I could just leave for the next day. It was something I had to do. I spent over an hour hauling all that stuff down the stairs. My legs hurt, my feet hurt, my back hurt by the end of this time. And I thought, I am never going to do this again. And since that day, that first year of teaching, I'm in my 19th year of teaching now, I have not moved equipment except for the occasional stand that has gotten left behind. What I made sure to do after that, I asked the parents and students, hey, each of you guys need to grab a chair and stand. I'm going to be talking to parents, and what I found is that everybody was willing to help with that. So delegate that to your student leaders. If possible, this is something I'm going to try to do for my next concert. If possible, hire a person to come in and lead warm-ups, or just to be around to help with the things that you don't have time to check into. Maybe their sole job is to hand you a bottle of water and make sure that you're hydrated. But it's always helpful to have someone else around. They can see things that you don't see. They can offer advice for future concerts. Recently, I hired my friend and mentor, Ed Canova, to come in for a concert, and he was there to judge us but mainly for me, to give me feedback. And the amount of feedback he gave me, it was well worth what I paid him to come and critique us. He gave me feedback not only on the students' musical performance, but on some possible things to set up and do for the concert to make it run just a little more smoothly. And I feel like I have a good system in place, but there's always ways to make it better. I hope that these tips have helped you on what to do and what to eat and not to eat the night of a concert.
The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips.
tips for how to be a better band team.